Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you be?
I'm feeling stronger every day, Steve. You dig where I'm coming from.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, Sammy Bisaccia. We heard Manzolino Saturday said it's not happening. So he's kicking down doors and whatever that means, walking tall style. You've been following him since he became a member of this Orioles organization. How close is he? It is 2025. Is it too much to ask for him to come up at some point and show that he belongs in the black and orange?
Not at some point, but it doesn't seem that this is the point. Unless the Orioles have a radical change of heart in the last 24 hours. And so I kind of agree with what Manzolino said. And I went back and looked over the, you know, last year late he got to AAA, and this year had some injuries early. So he's only caught about 25 AAA games. So I'm guessing they want him to get about 50 or 70 or 80 in the tank there, keep building on his base. I mean, they put a tweet out the other night, Norfolk, of a throw he made to second that was just incredible. So he's having a huge year, Bob. He's hitting homers at a greater rate than he ever has. His OPS is high 90s. His defense, I think, is sound as far as I know, and that throw looked impressive. So it's a matter of time. It's the if, not when, for this kid.
All right. Strategy yesterday. And, you know, old school in it, Steve, and you and I tend to be a little on the old school side. At least our birth certificates say that. But first and second, nobody out. Laureano's at the plate. I'm in the pool, full disclosure, with a beer in my hand. Bunt. You get to second and third. Maybe they walk a move, man. You never know how this inning could unfold. Tackle and run would have been brilliant. I guess that's part of the dinosaur way of thinking about baseball. Or was that an egregious mistake by Manzo and the strategist to not bunt, given the fact that the next three batters struck out and the guy on second didn't even touch third base?
Oh, I got to admit that I missed the pitch. He must have fouled off or something. I guess he botched one bunt attempt, mm-hmm. and I was half paying attention or something. But, that was one of the failings in that game yesterday, the inability to advance runners because they had a bunch of runners, right? If they advance a couple and score a couple, maybe it's all different. And, I mean, it was such a letdown, Bob, when they – won a game Friday night started by Max Fried when we all had that one in the L column, probably. They felt like they stole one, so now steal one more, and they couldn't do it. So disappointing.
Steve Molesky, Zach Eflin. I mean, let's go George Bamberger, Ray Miller, Harry the Cat Burkeen, if you will. Why the struggles here post-IL stint, and in particular, giving up the long ball? He's been very giving of the souvenirs here.
He has. I'm not sure what it is exactly, whether the command is just off a little bit and pitches that normally would find a corner or finding the middle too much. But it's strange because the guy was just so great for the Orioles after the trade last year and started out, looked like it's going to be more of the same. And even when he came back off the injured list in May, his first one was pretty good, but most of the last few have not. So it was disappointing on that road trip to see the two guys we thought were the one and two pitch not so well, and other guys that we had some concerns about pitched well. So the Oriole rotation right now, Bob, has one quality start the last 11 games.
Steve Molesky talking Orioles with him, Birds and Rangers tonight, 6:35, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Start of a three-game series. Yennier Cano, we were just talking about him, all-star 2 years ago. Had moments of brilliance, been relatively shaky, got demoted to the minors. What does he need to tweak, Steve, aside from getting opposing hitters out to get himself back in the Orioles bullpen? Because Brian Baker and now Blewett, it looks like, kind of taken over his role.
Well, I think he's still okay. If you go back over his last month or so, it's been mostly good. And I think he got his season on track. This, for me, Bob, was about having an optionable pitcher, which they have so few in the bullpen, that it didn't seem like that would be a guy you want to option, and I don't think they wanted to, but they needed a fresh arm, and it got that desperate where they had to do it. And so, barring an injury, he's down for a couple weeks, down there anyway.
Steve, is it time that Mayo, they do like they did with Holiday, and say, hey, you're going to play every day, whether it's a lefty or righty?
Well, I think he's going to get a lot of run here, as they say, runway, whatever the term we're using now in sports. But, see, you know, all those right-handers they face, they sat him a couple times, and it's just a lot that a minor leaguer is in, even one who's got the resume he has, on a team trying to win. It's hard to get you in there. Even with Mountcastle's injury, it's been hard to get him in there because O'Hearn's playing so well, and that's his spot too. And I don't think they can just throw him out there every night right now, but maybe he can hit his way into that. He certainly looked better the last week or two. He's looked more comfortable. He's drilled a couple balls, and I think he's starting to, hopefully, knock on wood for him, turn a corner a little bit.
Steve Molesky, last thing for you. The Orioles have lost a half game in the wild card standing since Friday. They're now 6.5 back. We're coming up on the All-Star break, actually coming up on the midway point in games played in the regular season. We've talked about it when you've been in here, you've been on the air, that wild card hopes were kind of slim to begin with. You still seeing a pulse here? The injuries are mounting again. What are we looking at here for the Orioles in any sort of realistic postseason accomplishment?
Well, it's not very realistic, and it's a long shot right now. Right. We know that. But that's where, when you're 18 games under, there's no way it's going to be anything but that. So they buried themselves deep, and they've won, what is it now, 14 of 22, 17 of 27. So you just got to keep rolling off, Bob, those three-week intervals. And one bad interval in that stretch could do it. So let's see what they do to the break. Let's see what they do to the deadline. That's kind of decision time for the Orioles. You're in or you're out, or maybe you're partially in, and you sell. I've called it selectively sell rather than a sell off, because this is not a rebuild. They're not, you know, bottoming it out to build it back up. They're just not there. They got all these young kids: Gunner, Adley, Westberg, Grayson, under contract, you know, team control for years. And so they're trying to win next year, not only this year. So whatever they do in terms of sell mode, if you sell something and then you just need to replace it for next year, I mean, you're right back there. You have the off season, of course. So I think it's really a challenging time for Oriole management, Bob, to play this out and play it right, to try to extract what they can of this year, which, again, we know the odds are long, and then try to hit the ground running next year.
As we talked about 2 weeks ago, Steve, stack and slide.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Slices. Got them 20-game slices. They got to put them together. Steve Molesky, I will see you in studio next Monday. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Look forward to it.
There's Steve Molesky, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Got NFL lunch coming up, top of the hour. Going to hear more from this Ravens defense, in particular the defensive backfield. Looks loaded. It's stacked. That means somebody who might be good enough to play in the NFL might not be able to do it for Baltimore. Got the American League East report coming up at 1:15. Then Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Talk about the new kings of the NBA world, the big trade with Kevin Durant and Houston, and the NBA draft just 2 nights from tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.